the coach on the road with the MLB stars of the game, and I got PC, my main man. Yeah, how we doing today?
Good, thank you. How you doing?
All right, we're going to take you back down memory lane today. Where did baseball start?
Baseball started in the backyard with my mom and my dad both. Just playing a lot of wiffle ball, and it evolved from there for sure.
And what did high school ball happen for you?
I played high school ball at Harvard Westlake in Southern California. Not the high school I probably would have gone to if it wasn't for baseball and the coaching staff there. I grew up playing club ball from like 10 years, just up until my freshman year of high school with those coaches. The club ball kind of acted like a feeder team into the high school, so I got some nice reference and or referrals, and it was a very high level of high school baseball for sure.
So you was chasing a career, in other words.
Absolutely, I knew what I wanted from an early age.
Are you from California?
Southern West California, Coast. Yeah.
How a West Coast boy wind up in the shack?
He got drafted by the Mets and then traded in Javi Baez, and I mean, my dad's from Chicago, so, or the Chicago suburbs at least, and my mom lived here as a kid, so weirdly enough, I have some roots here, and divine timing brought me here, man.
So you know a little bit about the shack.
Oh yeah.
Okay, you know about, buddy. I was gonna say the traffic here, but y'all got the same traffic on that West
Coast. I was prepared for that, yeah.
So you got drafted. When I did my research, I think you were a first round pick.
Yes, I was.
So that means you was the man, huh?
I was, and then I wasn't, and then I feel like as long as you think so, then yes, but nah, man, I was lucky because I was drafted in COVID, and you know, I got a lot of opportunity to play before the world kind of shut down, where a lot of other states, whether it's winter time or whatever it is, like, they don't get the opportunity to play year round like we did in California. So I was lucky to just show enough and end up in the first round.
Don't rub it in just because y'all get that year round weather down and we don't.
No indoor baseball, man. It's all outdoor.
So you must be the man, though. You get first round draft pick. That's the man territory.
It was amongst a bunch of very talented players, yes.
So walk out young system. What is it like to be a draft pick?
It's fulfilling, but it depends on everybody's mindset and outlook towards it, man. I mean, Bally's dancing over there. It depends on how you look at it. Like, I was super stoked and grateful, excited to get my career started, but at the same time, like, it was COVID, so you weren't going right out and playing, and no short season, none of that, so... I enjoyed that day and that night, and then it was back to the work and getting ready to just sign and go play.
So for those youngsters out there that you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day, what was that journey like once you did get to play in the Mets?
Different, man. I mean, I was in Port St. Lucie, Florida with the Mets, playing A-ball, and got hurt really quickly and then traded while I was hurt. So I had like this weird 2-year period from 2020 to 22 where I didn't play much baseball at all, and you know, it's definitely not draft to the show, and I think people know that, but you don't know what the grind's like till you experience it, and I'm sure it's different in different cases, but man, it's enjoyable because it is so tough, and you know, the relationships you get to build in the minor leagues. You know, like, I get to look back and be like, yeah, I was playing against Ellie De La Cruz in high A. I was playing against Jackson Churio in high A. I played against Edgar Cuero with the Sox against him in double A. with Drew Romo in high school for a summer. Like, it's just baseball special, and it's special seeing guys get through that grind in the minor leagues and make it up here and hopefully stick.
And then you come up here and you find out you make that cross over to the big leagues. You get your opportunity, and then you become a professional ball player. And you become one of the premier stars of the game right now. I mean, what's your thoughts on it? Don't be modest with coach.
Man, I got no choice. I got no choice. I got no choice to be humble about it. I'd rather people look at me that way than me look at me that way. I do a good job of recognizing what I need to do better. I do a good job of attacking that in my work. And, you know, I look at people like Mike Trout and Aaron Judge as stars because of the consistency. And, you know, they got a much bigger body of work than I do. So, you know, if you wanna ask me about that one 10 years from now, absolutely. Hopefully I am there as a star caliber player. But I'm just blessed to be on this specific team. That just work so well together with each other. So I'd rather be on the best team in baseball than be regarded as one of the better players, for sure.
And then, you know, the game itself. I mean, you come in your first year, your second year, and it's all about adjustments. I mean, with each year, I assume your game, you got more comfortable, you got more know what to expect.
Absolutely. That's how it goes. Kind of what I was talking about and knowing what I need to work on. Like, year one, it was very obvious, but you know, it's so cool, kind of learning how guys are going to attack you and you know, just being very diligent and paying some serious attention to your at bats, using all the failure that you go through up here as fuel to your push forward. I mean, you've seen it. Like, I think I've gotten better each year, and then now we're full year three, and we're struggling again, and it's always something new. So, like, but again, I'm struggling on a first place team, and we're doing just fine. So, being up in the show, you know, it's a lucky thing, and I'm fortunate to be able to struggle up here for sure.
I see you guys come and go. And most guys don't realize the average life of a major league is 2 to 3 years. I mean, you just signed an extension for a 6-year contract. That means the Cubs got a lot of confidence in you and your future.
They absolutely do. They made that real clear to me. You know, real easy people to deal with when going through those kind of talks. And yeah, I mean, we got great people up in the front office that, you know, that I think put their players first for the most part. And like I said, they were just easy and gracious and very easy to trust through this process. And it's a very big vote of confidence being able to get extended. So, you know, being able to look over there and be like, oh, well, they value me and want me here the same way they want Nico Horner here. And if I could be in the same conversation as that guy, then that's pretty cool.
So, I mean, when you think about the longevity in the game, being there, I mean, you're modest, I know you're humble, but you made the All-Star team last year. 6 years, you got time to work on MVP for that title. And I was there when the Cubs won the World Series in Cleveland. You got 6 years, you got at least 2 to 3 World Series championships.
Come on, man. I don't know. I don't want to get too ahead of myself and pull a Jaylen Brown. But, that's why we're all here. I think guys that we brought in this offseason, people that came back, people that want to stay and be here, we all have the World Series on our minds. So, you know, that's what's going to drive us nuts each year is going and shooting for that goal. And that's why we step out on the field every day, is because that's the highest achievement in this game, and that's that's what you get excited for each day when you're playing game 50 in the regular season. So, I got 6 years and hopefully more to go win a few of those things.
I'm gonna see that ring. Okay,
it's empty.
Well, okay.
We got some space.
Last question. Now, you know, I told you I did a summer team, and my guys on the bus ran the roast one. I told you with that little name of yours, you would get roasted. Now I gotta talk about you. You're the littlest guy on the field, and you got the longest name on the back of your uniform.
Telling me
you just can't get PCA on your uniform.
You gotta take that up top, man. I don't know. I haven't even asked before, but yeah, man, I gotta get a bigger back.
Yeah, you gotta get some.
I gotta get a bigger back.
That's Coach it. With my man PCA.
Thanks as always.
All right,
good to
thanks
see
a lot.
You.